What's up, everybody? Welcome to... Hold on. We're on, man. We already started. Don't worry about that. You can hit the clock.
Okay.
What clock?
We did a time frame here. We go 10, 10, and 5 or something like that, but we'll have to finish sooner. Like I said, if I'm in here podcasting, I don't get the toilet fixed. Amy comes home, she's going to kill me.
Yeah.
So what's up, everybody? Welcome to Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve. I'm Billy.
What's up?
That's Steve. And for those of you who just heard the 10 minutes of Billy with the football with... The old man here, he's back again. Billy's dad, I like to call himself. What's going on?
Billy's dad, yes.
Billy's dad's here. So by the time you guys hear this, it'll be Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
We're going to release this Thanksgiving. Hope you guys have a great day. Hope you don't get caught up in all of that indigenous people nonsense and people try to guilt you into liking Thanksgiving. Tell them to go somewhere else. Enjoy your turkey. Enjoy your day. Be thankful you live in America and have a great day.
Why the way to start the show?
You have to start it that way, man.
No, I'm not even talking about the Happy Thanksgiving, but you had to bring up the part about don't buy into the whole indigenous crap.
Listen, I was looking at glasses because it's the first time you had to sit here in the sunlight coming right at you because I can barely see right now. I need to get some shades.
I forgot that I had it on. Dude, people hate this country, man.
Unfortunately, they do. Well, who is it that said...
they hate this country.
You know it's how they hate it, but they don't leave it.
Now, listen.
Because you're not allowed to hate another country if you go somewhere else.
This is very interesting. I was listening to an interview with Candace Owens, and she said something that was very fascinating. I never heard anyone say this before. Actually, was it Candace Owens? No, it wasn't. It was, what's the sports writer?
Jason Whitlock.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know both of them.
Did you watch the interview that I'm talking about? Where,
I don't know.
Okay, so... He was on
Tucker,
and he said something that was very fascinating. He said that all this race bait, all this white supremacy, everything that's being said right now is all for the purpose. It's subterfuge because what they really want to do is rewrite the Constitution.
Yes,
they want to get to a place where
1619. That's what it's called.
The project, right? But yes. The idea is to rewrite the Constitution to get the American people, psyche of the American people, to the place where. You know what? We have an unfair system. We need to rewrite the Constitution. We need to take away the guns. Let's start with that. Let's take away the guns and let's rewrite this whole Bill of Rights nonsense.
That's the only reason why we're not back there yet, because of the guns.
Yes.
Well, we were just talking. We were going to text you, hey, come over, because we were in the kitchen talking about it. Last year was what a record number for gun sales in America.
Yep.
Women and minorities bought the most.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's no more law and order anywhere. They're allowed to go do whatever they want.
This is no surprise. If you were to listen to Mrs. Obama before he became president,
right.
We got to rewrite our history, our language, everything. We're now in New York this week. They're taking down the Thomas Jefferson statue.
Look at that. And you know, and I brought this up in the podcast before where Trump said this when the whole thing was going on in, I think it was going on in Carolina. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But he said, like, when are you going to go after Washington?
And
like,
Jefferson, yes.
He said, like, okay, so you're talking about, I can't remember who the statue even pulled down at that time. It might have been Jefferson.
I think it was Christopher Columbus.
It was? Okay.
Jefferson and Washington haven't been pulled down yet.
Okay, so he was saying, he was predicting, he said, the next thing
you're
going to
go after. What's next? Jefferson and Washington,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. And it's happening right before our eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And people are hating, and they don't understand Marxism.
No.
You have... Oh, man. Okay. Let me frame this right. You have a segment of our population who believes that Marxism is the fair way of going, is the just way of ruling.
Every few generations believe that.
Now, here's the problem. In application, when you see Marxism at work, every place that has Marxism that's rooted in Marxism is communist. It's communism and it's totalitarianism, and it's like no freedom whatsoever. But these people, these young people, are not willing to see this.
They believe it's no work, get what you want.
It's a lie.
That's only for the elite. You have the elite class.
It's a lie.
Of course it is.
And Billy, you and I were talking about this.
Look at Cuba.
How no one, the parents don't talk to their kids.
Yeah, that's a focus.
They're not talking
to their
kids. Yeah,
you don't pay attention to what your kids are doing outside, what your kids are doing in school, anywhere. Who knows what they're being taught, what they're doing, what they're listening, what they're hearing. I mean, kids, now when we grew up, you had your parents, the TV, the radio.
Right.
Now you have the entire world. You can access it any day, any time.
And when I grew up, there's one TV in the house. You watched what dad watched, or you watched nothing.
Or you watched nothing, yes. So, actually, I grew up in the same, I grew up in that area.
Yeah, yes.
In that era. One TV in the house. In the living room. You know, and so
now you have TV unlimited channels, internet, unlimited access to everything.
There are two people in my house living now, and there is one, two, three, four TVs.
Look at that. And look, so we are slipping into that, you know. I mean, look, you come from that culture of one TV in the house, and you remove, everyone's out of your house except for you and your wife, and now you bought into the whole system. You know, they got us. You know, it's like, man. Oh, look, Candace Owens, this is something that I heard from her. She's growing her own food now. She's learning how to grow her own food because she is so concerned with the direction that this country is going in that she's like, if they said one day, we're going to stop, you're not allowed to go to the grocery store anymore,
yes.
Right? What are you going to do? Are you going to be able to survive? You know, like she's in Tennessee with a plot of land, and she's like,
well, Joe Rogan was talking about that. He was like, you know, teach people to hunt, teach, because you're never going to think you can't go to the grocery store one day. You're never going to think there's not going to be somewhere to go.
Right.
Because look around you now. They're shutting down. Import, export's having a problem. Trucks are having a problem. Gas is going. People can't go anywhere. They can't do anything. You're going to starve. People, get out there and learn to plant, learn to hunt, learn to gather your own stuff, because nothing is guaranteed in life. Even though you're taking all this for granted, look at right now. It could very well be gone. And there's nothing you can do about it.
We as Americans are so insulated from what happens in the world. Like look, even me, I've never traveled outside the country, right? So I really, what I read about what's going on in the country, outside of this country, is what I read, not what I've actually experienced.
Yes.
But it's that type of inoculation that we're under, that we don't understand how real oppression is. It's happening all around us.
This country has it so easy that they make up problems.
That's really what it is, man. Like, you're 100% correct.
Yes. But listen.
We take more prescription drugs than any country, the rest of the world combined.
It's
money.
We are indulged. We indulge our wants. And this is something that I was talking to you about, Billy, the other day, which is because we want to live and let live, because we have this attitude of live and let live, it's that attitude. It's like, okay, we're going to take that live and let live attitude that the American spirit have, and we're going to, what's the word I'm looking for? We're going to pervert it. We're going to use it as a tool to push this agenda be under our nose without us even realizing that it's happening, so that we can ultimately rewrite, reconstruct this country so that the elitists can rule and we can have a bunch of slaves working for us, you know, who are just dumbed down, who don't even understand what's going on.
That's how China is. 10% ruling class. The rest of people just do what the government tells them to do.
But can we wake up? Is it too late to wake up?
No, it's never too late.
What are we going to do about it?
Most of half of our government works for China. When they retire, the Pentagon people work for China.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they got all the money. Why? Because we look at all this green stuff. Who's making the money off it?
Right.
They sell the solar panels. They sell all this stuff. We sell nothing.
Right.
Yeah, they make it. They sell it. We buy it.
I was reading an article today, in fact, where Intel, the chip maker, they are investing heavily in trying to bring back manufacturing into the United States. Because one of the things when this whole global shutdown that happened is that we saw how weak we were, how vulnerable we were in terms of just having chips, because it was all being made in China or what's the other Asian country?
I heard GM and Ford are doing the same thing.
Really? So it's like they're realizing, hold on, we can't, because money is the engine.
They're doing it. But I mean, I remember years ago, somebody supposedly came up with an alternative to gas and they bought them out. So they want to bring their chips back. And so China says, okay, we'll stop doing that. Here's $1 billion. Yeah. They're done. So all the manufacturing stops.
Like if you invent something.
So it all sounds good, but are they going to stick to their guns or not?
We'll see. I mean, I know that, I think there's 12 plants they want to open up in the course of the next
few
years.
Which is great. It brings jobs, but the government doesn't want that. The government doesn't want people working and earning money and not depending on the government. They want people to do nothing so they can give them their $1,000 a month and live like poor people.
I want to backtrack for a second, because we were talking about not being able to go to the grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Here's a story that Dave Rubin told, and he's in California, okay? He was flying from California with his crew to Tennessee to do a show with Daily Wire and to interview Candace Owens. And his producer said, you know what? Let me buy a couple of shirts. You know, I'm going to be out of town for a week, you know, so whatever. So he goes into Bloomingdale. shops for about half an hour. You know the story? Okay, shops for about half an hour, picks a couple of shirts up, and not cheap shirts, right? Like he said, one of the shirts was like $100, you know, $125, whatever. Bought a couple of shirts, walks up to the register, and the lady says to him, "Where's your, let me see your vaccine passport."
Oh, no.
And he said, "What? I shouldn't have to show you. Why do you want to know about my medical history? You know, I shouldn't have to show you my medical history."
Like, this is in Tennessee?
No, this is in California. Okay, I was going to say, LA. All right. So I've been here for half an hour. No one said anything to me coming in. You know, I got my shirts. What gives? They had to get the manager. The manager came and said, "I'm sorry, our policy is either you show us that you've been vaccinated or you can't buy the shirt. You can't do business here." This happened 2 weeks ago.
See, but how can a business do that? Who's paying? Someone's paying a business something.
Yeah, like you're saying, how can they afford to do that, yeah, right? That is...
Look at Walgreens.
It's like cutting your nose 18, to spite your face.
18 Walgreens in California closed down because in California, you're allowed to go into the store, $1,000 or less, walk right out, whatever you want.
Right.
So they go in with a calculator. Okay. And they...
I saw it. You saw the video, right?
Home Depot, they... Copper. They're taking all the copper out and they sell the scrap metal.
Right. But listen, you asked a poignant question. How can they do business like this? How can they even accept this? You can't, you know, the whole idea of capitalism is making money, right? And someone comes in with money to say, "I want to spend," and you're like, "No, we don't want your money."
Well, it sounds like the problem with that is, in my opinion, they're going to get bailed out. Like before Biden won and Trump was going, they bankrupted New York, California, Chicago, because if Biden gets in, they're going to get the money right back.
Right.
So these businesses can do dumb stuff. They can go broke. They can, you know, break other laws. And then, hey, President, I need some more money. Here's a check for, you know, $100 million.
A lot of that money that it ain't for bridges and roads. It's for all these places that burned down in liberal cities.
Right.
They're going to rebuild them.
Yeah, that's what they allow them to burn them down. Right. And they can say, "Oh, we're going to build the bridges." But the bill is 10,000 pages long. No one reads it.
Right, exactly.
And you're going to go back and fund these places who are burnt down by the citizens who are probably going to burn it down again.
A lot of citizens, though.
Well, true.
Yeah. Wow.
They move around, though.
That's another road to go down. But let's look at this for a second. Because in this show, we always talk about the 10%, the elitists, the ones who actually know what's going on, right? But then you have this other subset that knows what's going on, but...
But then they're not going to stand it. They're the Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. They know what's going on, but if they say something, they get whacked.
But okay, so you got that group,
they're
going
to push the agenda.
Now you have but then you have the rest of us, right?
Who are the goodness of our hearts, believe what they're saying, and want to do well.
So here's the thing.
The ones who are blind at times.
So I'm going to throw something at you. I want to go back to the Boom and Dare thing, but I want to throw this at you. I watched a clip of The View. And listen, I get my source from everywhere.
So do I.
So I watched a clip of The View. And they have a host. She's a conservative host. Her name is Jedediah. I can't remember her last name. They wouldn't let her into the studio. So she has to do remote. Everyone's in the studio, but hers is remote.
Yeah.
And they started the show off by asking, "Okay, so Jedediah, let's get right to it. You know, we're all in the studio because ABC has a policy that you can't in order to do the show live, you have to be vaccinated. You've decided not to get vaccinated. Why not? Okay? Now, Jedediah,
we'll be shut her off for no. Disinformation.
No. They didn't. And it's funny, man. I'm going to bring that up too, but no, she didn't. At least I didn't see that part. But what I did see was Jedediah gave a thoughtful explanation in terms of why she's not getting vaccinated. First of all, she's already had COVID. Second of all, and her immune system, and she's been tested. Her antibodies are sky high.
Yeah, she's good.
Way more than, you know, what you would get from getting the vaccine. She's got three doctors who have signed off saying she's not a candidate for the vaccine. She's good to go. She's safe, right? So she gave all these things. But then she went to this place. And this is what I want to bring up in terms of our power structure that we're talking about. She said, "But we already know that if you get the vaccine, we know two things. One, you can still get sick. And two, you can still transmit it." She said these two things.
Yeah.
Yes.
At which point they replied, and they were dead serious. I looked in their face and I was like, "Hold on, is this a gang? Are they... They said
they were buying it. They're buying their BS.
They said, "Oh, Get out of here with that, man. You're watching too much Fox News. These hosts who are getting paid millions of dollars, who are, and listen, and the audience were cheering and they were like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, hold a second. These hosts who have a platform, who have millions of people watching them, they do not believe that if you get the vaccine, that you can get sick or that you can pass it on to somebody else.
Well, they may believe they that, disagree, but they're probably they're told. Gone. Yeah, they're not allowed to have a differing opinion.
Listen, they will be canceled. It was so fast. Their response was so fast. Anybody,
because we've asked people for months now, go do your own. These are peer-reviewed articles that people are saying, yeah, after. So I got it. I got it after the September whatever, where it says, if you got it before this time, you should get a booster. But if you got the one after this time, you should be okay. So there's even two different kinds that you can get.
Shots, right.
And it's not the one that fills it out in 6 months. It's just, whatever it is, it's a different thing.
Right.
But you're not required for the booster because
you will.
You're later than you will. And then you will soon enough. They'll say that until all of a sudden, oh, by the way, you need this. The other day, you were talking about a country you wanted to bring up, and I yelled out Austria.
Right.
I mean, did you hear what they're doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone over 12 years old has to be vaccinated or you're restricted.
But Austria or Australia?
Austria.
Austria
is a whole different.
They're nuts, too.
That's a place where look what happens when you take all the guns from the people.
Listen,
you
gave it away because Australia was the country I want to talk about. I'm still going to do an episode on that.
Oh, still
I'm
going
to put that to the side.
But Australia, because we got some, we check our view finder and some people in Australia are listening. So spread it around your people. We're trying to support you, but sorry, your government is crazy.
I mean, crazy, crazy.
And that's the beacon they always point to. Look at this utopia with no guns. Look at Australia. But look at them with no guns.
But listen, I want to back up for a second.
Yeah, go.
Because what I'm saying to you is you have Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, this other woman, Sunny Bono, I don't know what her name is, but they are pushing back on a narrative in live TV,
not only them,
that you cannot get sick from the vaccine,
but it's factual,
and you cannot spread it. They push back. They actually said.
So we always talk about it. Who's the problem? The people who say it or the people who believe it?
That's what I'm saying. And they were cheering. The audience was cheering. So here's the point I'm making. This is a broader point that I'm making.
Yeah.
And this goes back to the interview that I saw with Candace Owens. She made this point. She said, "Freedom is hard." Freedom is not easy. You have to fight to be free. And for some reason in this country, we are, I don't know, we were lulled to sleep. I don't know what's going on, but we have a swath of this population who they just, look.
They're not educated.
I'm scared and I'll give up all my freedom so that I don't have to be scared anymore.
They're not educated.
They won't even take the time.
We were just talking inside about freedom. Why, like, it should be harder to vote. It should be harder to do things because you're free.
It should be harder to vote.
You should have the freedom is here. The consequences for violating a freedom should be just as severe.
Right.
But it's not. It's, well, his mom didn't carry him when he was a baby, so let's let him go out there and murder two people. Or anyone can vote for any reason because you just showed up today. Like, no, you're voting on freedom, on true freedom. It should be harder. Yeah, it should be
difficult. And know 3 or 4 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's plenty of time.
Right. Look, California, to that end.
Especially for
100%
like
mail-in ballots now. I mean, they've made it like, it is now the norm. In California, you no longer have to go face-to-face.
Or be a citizen.
They can't.
They did.
They can't do that.
Who's going to stop them?
Well, right now, let's say on the grand scheme, they already have their 55 electoral votes, whatever it is. So let them go. Let them fake everything they want to fake. They're already going to vote liberal anyway. So screw them.
Yeah.
It's the places like Texas, Florida, Georgia, those places that need to be paid attention to.
But here's something you need to know about California. Do you know, like...
I know they're trying to model, like, they're trying to make United States California.
You need to
make United States Florida.
What I'm trying to tell you is that California, for years, we're talking about going into the 70s, in the early 80s, was a Republican state. They had a Republican stronghold. Ronald Reagan came out of California.
No, I know. And they had the
governor. He was a Republican governor. I'm telling you, I want you to understand that California, what we see as California right now, wasn't always like this. Here's the point. This is a warning sign. If California could go from being a Republican state to being what it is right now, which is basically China, due to China.
Yeah.
My goodness. Any state can turn. And that's what they're banking on. That's what they're hoping for.
And what they're
for.
Banking on is that place spreading like a plague.
Yes.
Because though there's a lot of people there, they're going to Kentucky. They're going to Texas.
Tennessee.
Now, luckily, it's Austin. Tennessee. Yeah, they're going to, now those places.
And Florida, actually yeah. Florida as well.
But so we know Austin is the liberal part of Texas, right. But we talked about Joe Rogan right. The other day.
Dallas, all big cities are yeah. liberal, and right. every state.
But he right. said the good part, we're listening about Joe Rogan, the good part about Texas is the conservatives keep the liberals in check. They're allowed to be kind of liberal, but not crazy. And then vice versa. You're allowed to be conservative, but not crazy right-wing conservative. It's a good balance of people where they understand your views to a certain extent. You talk to each other. It's not California where if you don't think this, you're an alien, you're crazy, take them out.
But listen, but you say that, but I brought this up to you. Beto O'Rourke almost beat Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Beto O'Rourke can't even tie his shoes.
Yeah.
He's running for governor.
He's running for governor now. Mm-hmm. But he can't even chew gum and walk at the same time.
He didn't almost beat.
Yes, he did.
It was two. The polls. But when the final tally was done, he wiped them out.
Look it up. He beat him by like 2%. 2.9%. It was such a small. It should have never been that close. Who is this guy? Who is this guy that Ted Cruz, this staunch Republican?
Probably the same people who put Biden in office probably want to put him
in.
And
now he's running for governor. And you know who else was thinking about running for governor?
So people like that fail up.
What's that guy's
name?
Or
maybe where's he at? Senator to governor? Governor's still a big jump.
Governor to me is like the highest jump. You know, yeah, next to president.
You're the mini president.
Right. But the actor, Lincoln actor.
McConaughey.
He's thinking about running, right? And now he's super liberal, right?
But I don't think he's that liberal, though.
No, we can.
Not compared to the rest of Hollywood.
You may bring it back to being a Democrat because some of the stuff he says, he has this thought, same as Joe Rogan,
right.
But they come with accountability.
Okay.
Just don't be crazy.
Just like guys like Bill Maher, he's a liberal, but he's not.
He's not off the wall.
I posted yes. two or three things about him on Facebook.
There's more and more
today.
Coming like that.
Right.
The old people say, like John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy would be a conservative today. He's believed in lower taxes.
It's true.
And what do you say? So not what you can do for you, but not what you can do for your country, but what right. you can do for you. Like
right.
nowadays, why would he say that? Now what can your country do for you? Like we're trying to have the government do everything for people. Kennedy said the opposite.
Yeah. So I want to go back
and Reagan copied Kennedy.
Right. So I want to go back
Trump
to
Trump copied Reagan.
I want to go back to this the view thing. And really, I want to talk about the bottom half, the regular people, that they believe the lie. Like, why are they believing the lie? And so people who are listening to this, I'm going to assume that most people who are listening to this are conservatives. And I'm telling you, you need to get other people, non-conservatives, to listen to this. If you have, like, I'm constantly fighting my non-conservative friends to listen to our show because I want them to hear things that they wouldn't otherwise hear. Because if all they do is getting their news from The View and CNN, and MSNBC, there are things that they don't even know. They don't even recognize to be the truth. I told Billy.
When you were in
Vermont. There's so much I can say, but a lady at my church.
Oh, yeah.
They were sitting around the table, five or six of them, you know, and somehow the Kyle Rittenhouse thing came out. And this woman said, yeah, he's guilty. And everybody was like caught off guard because if there was any case that there was no gray area, yeah, like zero gray area.
There is video of what exactly happened.
But the best video came after the jury's.
Yes.
They're talking and say, oh, no, that's not ours. Ours is a lot clearer.
Right.
The prosecutor.
Yeah. Listen, I contend, just as an aside, I contend that the prosecutor knew that this was a bad case and he helped. He did the case in a way
he was told
he was forced to take the case, and in his mind it's like, well, if I gotta do this, I'm gonna do a sloppy job because what he did was so bad in terms of like adjudicating that case.
A lot of people
he should be fired. He shouldn't even have a job.
No, a lot of people believe that stuff.
But
he's saying trigger words, things that are stricken from the record, but right. we're all human, so we hear and it's like. But did that really happen? Even though you're not supposed to use it or hear it,
I'm telling you, he set this case up for it to be an acquittal. That's how I feel because you can't be that incompetent and be at this level.
Thing. No. You seem incompetent. His side sees him doing the job.
It was terrible. He did. He asked questions that he didn't know answers to. Okay, you think, that's like 101. I'm not even a lawyer, and I said, don't ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
You think Joe Biden doing a bad job, don't you? There are millions of people in the country who think he is doing an excellent job.
So that goes back to, what was the point I was making? I was
something about the bottom half of people.
Bottom half of people, and I was bringing up.
Well, no, the View. Yeah, they buy that crap. They think that America should take like give money to people. They think that our buildings need to be rebuilt for climate something or other. Like, are you kidding me?
Every time I hear Whoopi, she's like she was a slave last week.
But, I mean, so the woman I was telling you about, that's what I was talking about. So she thinks that he's guilty. And everyone at the table is like, what? So there were seven people at the table. Three people did not speak at all. They were just like, this was because they... It, you know, in a church culture, you don't want to try to cause waves. Like, I'm a wave causer. I don't care. You know, we'll fight. You know, I've gotten to fight. I've thrown blows in church before. So just to let you know that I don't. Yeah,
man.
I'm not that pious guy. But I will tell you that this was, if I wish I was there, because I would not have let it stand. Right. But so three people were just silent. Another person said, really? You really think that? That's the most that came out of that. The other two people were the pastor of the church and my wife. And my wife. She started like, hold on a second. Do you know some of the details? And, you know, start whatever. But
when did they say this?
This was like Friday. This Thursday. This was Thursday.
Okay. The trial was going on. Okay.
So my wife gave it, but the pastor really took the lead on this. It's like, hold on a second. And so started going piece by piece, evidence by evidence. And the woman still was like, this dude went there with the intentions to kill. And I'm like blown away by that.
Somebody
and,
think
but listen,
that.
But you know how? Because
he took a gun.
Because there's two things. One, what you listen to. So just like the people at The View who are saying from their platform that what Jedediah was saying was incorrect, which we know to be true. It's like people are listening to you and you're telling them a lie.
Yeah, no, it's real. It's fact.
But then this other thing is that this thing with racism, right? What the Democrat knows something. And I say Democrat, but these liberals, these elitists, these people that want to rule the world, they know something. Because I'm telling you that this woman, she happens to be black. Yeah. In fact, let me think about it.
Who?
She might, the woman that...
The church lady?
The church lady. She happened to be black. But everybody else on the table were white. I just realized that right now.
And she said they're guilty?
And she said they're guilty. Okay. They found a way of like you have a wound, right?
Yeah.
And they found a way of not letting the wound heal.
No, that's true.
And they keep going back at the scab and going back at the scab. And I'm telling you, this woman, she has something that's not healed in her. That's allowing her to want to believe this.
Well, no, like I said, it's numbers. It's quality over quantity. They just never stop. So the wound doesn't have time to heal.
When you say they never stop, what do you mean?
The wound. This is a white guy who killed white people.
Right.
But they're still bringing up racism. So there's no way for the wound to heal from George Floyd, from whoever.
Right.
They're constantly going at it because they can't let it die down.
Listen, I don't even know if she knows that it was all white people in this case.
And listen, one guy's last name was Rosenbaum. Yeah, he might have been Jewish. Yeah, so, listen, you know, who knows?
Listen, I'm telling you, I don't even know if she knows. I'd be shocked if she knows.
I mean, who is it?
All these
I posted a thing from the Hodge twins on our Facebook page. Where some lady on HLN was talking about white supremacy and all this, and the one Keith, like this is the first, the one Keith, this was the first time they didn't bleep out the cussing because he just went off. He's like, "What are you talking about?" Because listen, he goes, "The guy was white. The people he killed was white. Like whites, we were talking earlier, white supremacy. They're not shy about it. They are saying I'm better than you because I'm white. They have their literature. They posted everywhere. They have their swastika tattoos." They are doing all of this stuff. This guy had none of that. He was a 17-year-old kid who was being jumped and beaten up and had to save himself.
Listen, this came from CNN, just to back up what you just said. I sent this to Billy, and I was like, I don't even understand this.
Oh, yeah.
I was shaking when I read this. This is from CNN. Despite last year's demonstrations supporting racial justice and substantive efforts at political reform, the system that devalues black lives remains largely and powerfully intact. This was written right after the verdict, okay? Kyle Rittenhouse, the 18-year-old on trial in Kenosha for shooting three people, two of them he killed, represents the epitome of white privilege in America run amok.
Because you know, they see it as...
I was shaking when I read this. I'm like, hold on a second.
Because they're saying if he was white, if he was a black kid, he'd be in jail.
hold on a second. It's like climate change. If it's raining outside, climate change. If it's sunny outside, yeah. climate change. That's how that. It's like if no matter what happens, they're gonna spin it for white for white supremacy. Yeah. And in this scenario, that's... where everyone involved was white. Everyone involved was white. Well, save for one person that should have got killed and he didn't get killed, but everyone involved was white. They still have a way of saying white supremacy. So that means if you can say white supremacy about this, we can't escape it.
I was listening to the guy, the government from Biden people saying the roads we built, we have to change them because they're racism. The bridges are racism. We got to change the bridges because they're racist. Everything is racism to these guys.
Well, on our last episode, California got rid of math because math is racist.
Why? I remember when you guys were kids, they want to make Ubonics a language in California.
Ubonics, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
You mean improper language. Like, listen, listen, you can hear a country twang, call it Ubonics, call it Boston people talk. It's a culture, it's how you talk. Don't make it mainstream. It's a small group of people. Let them do their thing. They're not hurting anybody. But then you want to take nonsense and make it full scale, which is the problem.
That's why they've been dumbing down black people for the last 20, 30 years. If you go back in the history, listen to interviews from Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali, they talk like educated men.
Right.
Now the athletes nowadays are. Because.
No, you. As long as I can pay attention, you've always brought up.
No, if you have a bad life, you blame it on somebody.
Right.
It's not my fault that I'm a lazy bastard. No. Right. It's your fault. It's their fault. They may make putting me down.
We were just talking what you just said. We were just talking about the running back. What's his name?
Najee Harris.
Najee Harris.
Yeah, he was talking about being homeless, having to fight for what he wants.
This dude is homeless.
Yeah. So the American dream, the guy out here today.
Told me he's his own business. He's digging out the pool. American dream.
Yeah.
This guy can only form half a sentence in English. He's the most English speaking guy that's been here working on the pool.
Right.
He's here today on a weekend with his two machines. And he's like, yeah, the American dream. He's making money. He's not afraid to get dirty.
I tell you about the barbershop I go to.
Yeah.
Cuban guy. Came over here making 25 cents cutting hair in Cuba. He's an engineer. 25 cents. He comes over here picking up trash, saves his money.
Yeah.
Gets his license, opens up
the
shop.
Because the American dream isn't given to you. Right. What you had, the American dream freedom is you can earn it.
Freedom isn't easy. You and have to work for
other
it.
Other countries, they have their elites, but you're not allowed to be there. In America, we have your elites, but you're allowed to join that class through hard work, through luck, through whatever it is. But you could get there. The American dream is not being given to you. Can you earn it? Like we're sitting in here doing a podcast in my garage, trying to build an empire, as I say all the time, because we're trying to be a part of the solution to the problem in the country. But if we take off and it goes well, great. You can do anything in America, you know? But they're trying to dream. They're trying to be dream killers.
Right.
Yeah, but success ain't measured only on money. If you love what you're doing
for sure.
And you're making a decent living at it.
Successful. We're talking about the social dilemma. We were talking earlier. There's every one in three girls on Instagram has a body image problem because they're used to seeing all these things on Instagram with the filters and the beautifications and picking whatever picture you want to show your best look. They equate that to... like, they're not happy if you're not on Instagram, if you're not putting a filter on, if you're not making a lot of money. Like, this guy here, he's loving life.
Right.
He's not, like, I remember a friend of mine, his stepdad had an AC business. He had no overhead, no anything. And
saved me a bunch of money.
And people are like, oh, he wore the raggedy shirt, it's a big truck.
Right.
Oh, you know, this guy, this kind of money, he's a grunt. Made over $120,000 a year. But he didn't wear a fancy suit.
Come on.
You make money as a refrigerator repairman, as an AC, especially in Florida in the warm states.
Right.
If you're a young man out of high school, go to vocational school. Because you got to go to vocational school. Right. You got to get educated. Right. Then you got to have 2 years apprentice.
Right.
So by the time you're 25, you can buy yourself a little van. You don't need a garage like a mechanics. Buy a van, have the basic stuff on the van.
Yeah.
You go to the house, you need something, you go buy that, order it or whatever, and then go fix it.
So no overhead. The point of that
and
is—
And you can make good money.
It's not about making good money. It's about looking good.
Right.
And make your money.
You got to go to college.
Yeah, college. Get out of here with that. Yeah. You know, this guy—
We're the most over-college country in the world.
It's a scam. They get in there and they brainwash you.
Yep.
You have to take out a loan from the government to pay back the government with interest from the government while they brainwash you with their government nonsense.
You're enslaved.
College is nonsense, bro.
College is a slave.
Because most people—
Slave trade.
Most people in this country go to college. They go to college for a liberal art crap and stuff.
Right.
They're engineers.
Yeah, no. Something real.
They spend $400,000 for a job that makes them $35,000 a year.
Yep.
Where most jobs, you don't need a degree anyway.
Right. Yeah.
But I was listening to something the other day, which I said before. Most people, the employer they're going to hire with that degree, yes, they wanted to have something, some substance to it, but do you have the determination to sit through 2 years or 4 years and complete something? That's what the overall test. Companies want to see that dedication. Stick they don't want to see, yeah, right. Oh, this guy, it's hard, he bails out. Nope, can't have him. Why'd he drop? Why this?
Right.
So some education is beneficial, the engineering degrees, not the liberal arts crap like that. Then other companies, they want to see, do you have the dedication? They want you to have a good degree, but if you get some ridiculous thing like liberal arts, did you go through the 2 years? Did you ever give up? Did you make the grade? Did you get the determination to get it done? Okay, I can get with that. There's different ways for it, but the way it's marketed, it's ridiculous. I have a degree in management. Management, you can be taught to just tell someone to manage the numbers. To lead people is nothing to be taught. Right. You have it or you don't. But they teach leadership. They teach management. Listen, you can or you can't. And that's what a lot of things. I don't need a degree to say I can manage people.
Right.
I have a personality. I know how to manage personalities. Sound the alarm. Degrees are nonsense. It's a way to the government to continuously making money while they brainwash you to hate America, hate race, hate religion, hate gender. You know, we talked the other day. The most inclusive people in the world are not liberals. Look at the conservatives. Look at the Republicans.
So I got an anecdote.
The only thing here for conservatism is be accountable for yourself. Nothing about black and white like liberals do. Nothing about gender like liberals. Nothing about creed. That's all the liberals do. Do all the division. They do all the division while they say it's inclusion. And people believe the inclusion while they flaunt the division in front of you. And listen, you don't pick up on it.
I got an anecdote for you. So I was at a buddy's house, and his daughter's at FSU, and she calls him, like, you know, FaceTime him.
Yeah.
So, hey, how you doing? And
you know what FaceTime is with that Android phone? Get out of here.
Well, I'm lucky I can remember that term, FaceTime. But so, you know, this is a family friend. So, yeah. She, you know, we know her. So anyway, we started talking, and she said, hey, I'm going to share something with my dad, but I'm more than willing to share with you as well. I said, hey, go have at it. So her best friend, a really good friend, just basically canceled her, and the friend group that they were around all are just not speaking to her. And all this just suddenly happened. And it's like, what happened? Well, they came in my car. We were driving someplace. They came in my car, and I was listening to Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA.
Okay.
And I can't remember what he was talking about, but you know, do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't know, but I know the name.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think
okay, so.
So
he is a young guy. He's probably in his 30s now, but he started this when he was in his 20s. Where he actually goes to college campuses, and he's the antidote to the liberal education that's happening in colleges. He'll come in there with the conservative doctrine and just get a platform and start speaking. And young people are flocking to him in droves. That's where Candace Owens got her first start.
Yeah.
Was from Turning Point USA. So he was listening to her. Now, let me stop the story for a second. This same girl, a year ago, a little over a year ago, we were having dinner at their house, and her parents were concerned because it was like, man, our daughter, man, she's going really liberal. And this is a conservative household, and it's like, she's going really liberal. Can you come and maybe just talk to her and shed some light on it? This was when BLM was at you know, full throttle. So I came, had dinner, and you know, and I was talking to her, and we was talking about politics and social issues and all that stuff. And I was dropping some things in, you know, to help inform her decision.
Yeah.
In that conversation, she said to me, most of her friends are communists. This was like a little over a year and a half mm-hmm. ago. She said, most of her friends are communists. So I was like, man, this is crazy. I don't even believe this is happening in my lifetime. So since that time I spoke to her, her parents have made a concerted effort to try to walk her back from the ledge. And they even took her to a Turning Point. She was working full time. They paid her salary.
I remember this.
To take her to Tampa to go to a Turning Point event because they wanted to just put her around younger people who were conservative, because for all she knew, all young people were communists.
Yeah.
So they took her to this event, which was a turning point in her life. It actually was. So now here we are a year later, and she's listening to Charlie Kirk, she's listening to conservative talk, and she's changed her mindset. So now, in the present, her friends come to her car, she's listening to something by Charlie Kirk, they drive to their destination, nothing bad happened, you know, everything was cool. But after that day, they're not texting her back, they're not calling her, all this stuff. And she finds out through the grapevine that they were offended that she was listening to Charlie Kirk. They said that, you know, she's this right-wing conspiracy theorist, you know, and you need to stay away from her. This happened on Thursday of last week.
Listen, she can find better friends. You don't want fair weather friends like that. Get out of here.
This goes back a lot of pressure. You're nailing it. There's two roads we can go with this. But one is for our conservative listeners. Listen, if you have children.
That's you.
Is that?
That's this guy. He has the house phone.
Oh my goodness.
Should I answer it?
Yes, answer it.
Yes.
Mom, we're podcasting. You're podcasting.
What do you want?
We're podcasting.
Go ahead.
What are you doing?
Podcasting?
Yes. Yes.
And you're on speaker. That's one of the sisters from last week.
Yeah, that's...
that's I can't control myself.
No, that's good.
I didn't even think about that.
This is hilarious. Oh, my goodness.
No, my mom, she's the caller instead of the texter.
Right, right.
So, like, you say, I'm home. You send a text, hey, I'm home.
Yes.
Calling, what are you doing? Why? What do you mean? What's going on? I'm home.
She's not here with the culture.
Just said,
right? She didn't know.
Just said, yeah. I'm home.
But parents, that was hilarious, man. We have to take that and make it into like an intro or outro. We just have to do it. I mean, that's
I'll
action.
Figure it out.
So anyway, parents, you have conservative kids. You have to be talking to them. They need to get, you have to continue to encourage them over and over again. Have conversation over dinner, over breakfast. You know, talk about political issues. Don't let them be raised.
Don't assume.
Yeah, don't assume anything. And yes, don't let them be raised by this liberal.
Because Media is liberal. Hollywood is liberal. All entertainment,
everything
is liberal. If you are not, giving a backbone to your kid at home, they're going to be lost out there,
yes,
in the world.
This girl was saved because they realized it. They called in the quote unquote expert. You know what I'm saying? And that started taking her down a track. But now you're right. Now she's at FSU. Now she's in college, and she's already witnessing the backlash, the cancel culture, just because she thinks differently than them.
But just think, because she thinks differently than them, that means other people think differently than those people, which she can find those people and, yes, align herself with them.
But here's the other side.
She's not alone.
Here's the other side of this. I brought all this up in terms of the view and, you know, freedom to say this. There's a lot of our culture of Americans who are apolitical. They do not follow politics. They do not follow the policy. They don't follow anything that's going on.
I know a few. Mm-hmm. You just heard from her.
Okay. Yeah.
I told Billy about my visit to Vermont. They're all that way.
Most people are.
But that's why we are where we are right now. One of our founding fathers, I think it was Benjamin Franklin, or I can't remember exactly who. I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said that, no, it was Thomas Jefferson.
We have a republic if you can keep it.
Well, Benjamin Franklin said that, but Thomas Jefferson said something to the effect, and I'm paraphrasing, that if you are not educated, if you don't pay attention to the issues, you're not going to keep your freedom. Pretty much. I'm totally paraphrasing that. And we have people all around us who don't pay attention to what's going on. The idea of the Democratic Party, Thomas Sowell said this perfectly. He said, like, on paper, when you hear what the Democrats are saying, it sounds good.
Before.
Yeah.
Well, not in the last 10, 15 years.
No, not recently, right. But in general. But
yes.
So what I'm telling, I'm going somewhere with this. The real Democrats, the ones that, you know, the JFK Democrats, right?
Yes.
What they say on paper sounds good, right? And Thomas Sowell said, it sounds good on paper, but when you actually put it into practice, it's horrible. It'll destroy the country. But regardless, So the JFK Democrats, I believe the apolitical people in this country are JFK Democrats. And they think that the Democratic Party is still the party of JFK. They still think that. And they don't realize.
The older ones do, maybe.
But, but regardless, even if they're in their 30s or 40s, they still have this idea that the Democrat Party is something that is pure and something that's good, that something is for the people. And I'm going to argue that even the JFK Democrats weren't, they still were destructive, right? Not to the degree they are right now, but they still were going to lead us down a path that was not going to be good. I can make that argument. But what I'm telling you is that regardless, that's not the Democrat Party of today. And so these apolitical people who all they care about is putting food on the table All they care about is getting their kids to
the
basketball
game. They don't want
to
hear the nonsense.
Soccer game,
they just
want
to wake up, do their stuff in their world, and go to
bed. These are the people that we need to reach. These are the people that we need to reach. We need to throw cold water on their face and say, listen, if you don't get your act together, if you don't pay attention to what's going on, we're going to hell in a handbasket.
We need to get those people, and what we need to do is stop the people with nothing to do from talking. Because I know a few who do nothing. They sit at home all day, and all they do is post on Facebook. They don't know anything about anything, but all they do is post and repost. The people, I've noticed anyway, some of the more liberal, more crazy people, and again, I'm just going off my last 15, 20 years of paying attention, are older women. They either have no kids or no family. They have nothing to do.
Right.
So this is what they do. They talk about the wrong politics, I guess. I imagine there's some conservative ones, so I'm not going to just say one side. But in my experience, the people who have nothing to do are the ones talking the loudest and saying the craziest stuff.
Idle hands.
Yeah, exactly. There's not like have kids, you don't have time to sit on Facebook and play around all day. You have a job, you don't have time to sit around playing Facebook all day. If you have something to do, you don't have time to do nothing and waste time.
Right.
You know, because I think it's called something I heard a while back called Net Promoter. A positive comment reaches 8 people. A negative reaches 40.
Right. And they spread it.
So they just say their crazy stuff. One person who has half a brain will hear it and say, nah, this is nonsense. The other person with no brain will spread it out even more because they want to be on the popular side of things.
Right.
And to what you were just saying, the popular thing is not the Democrats of old are the Republicans of today. They have some little bit of different mindset, but for the most part, it's for America, for your people. Yeah, this guy shouldn't have that much money, but I would rather not give it to an immigrant coming through. It's the crazy liberals who are saying what to do with other people's money, with other people's productivity. The ones who've never really worked a day in their life are telling you how to work and live your life.
Listen.
Bernie Sanders is case in point. The guy's never worked. It's known. He's never worked ever, but he's telling you what to do with your life.
I want to pull a
statement. And he's railing against his own people.
Statement now that you said about giving money to immigrants. Listen. This is no joke. This is legitimate.
Yeah.
This Build Back Better bill, almost $500,000 they were willing to give to an immigrant who can make the case that the separation from their family caused undue harm. They were willing to pay.
They may still be willing to do it.
Yeah. They haven't moved from the language
yet. $450,000 and $1 million for a family.
Guys.
Let me tell you something. Illegal come over the border, he breaks the law. If you break the law with your kid, you go to jail.
They're
not putting the kid in jail with you. Yeah.
They're separating you.
Simple as that.
Did you just hear what Senior just said? If right now I do something illegal, I'm going to jail and I'm going to be separated from my kid. Right now, that is the law. But you're telling me an immigrant who comes over, who's already breaking the law by coming over, they separated from the kid. Now,
let me say this.
The kid's not going to jail with the parents.
Right.
I mean, yeah. So they're doing it purposely. But to say this. They're breaking our laws because they are not citizens. So they're not entitled to what we have in America. It's not, oh, come over here. They can, they should. No, we have laws as American citizens. That's what we have. They are not citizens. So they do not have the rights that we have here.
But listen, I want to marinate on this $500,000 that we're willing to pay someone because they were separated from their child because they broke the law. $500,000. They're not even citizens. How many people are we listening to right now make $500,000? Have made $500,000 already in their lifetime right now. The listeners.
Yeah, and you're getting they're
about
giving
that for
it
a
to
second,
someone
and
who
they're willing
is breaking
to
the
give
rules.
It to some when you talk
probably
to your,
tax free too.
Yeah, when you
well no, we'll pay those taxes. So
when you talk to your liberal friends, your Democratic friends, just rest on that one issue. Like, is this the America that you want? Like, it's one thing if you say, give me that $500,000. But are you okay with them giving $500,000 to someone who wasn't even born here, who's not even part of this country but yet? This is proof.
You do know that they're not getting $500,000. The lawyer's getting most of it. All these people have their own lawyers paid by from the government.
Which means that the money's going back to the government.
Again, they're feeding the machine. It's another way of feeding the machine. But regardless, this is proof
positive. The lawyers vote for Democrats in this country. So...
Listen, this
we
is...
We give that person a half a million dollars.
Right.
The lawyer would take $300,000 or more, and then the people get... Yeah, that's how it works.
This is proof positive.
It's payback time.
This is proof positive that...
You hear that?
I heard it. This is proof positive that the Democratic Party of today is not the Democratic Party of JFK. That's proof positive. $500,000 to an illegal immigrant. That is just.
This, I mean, and if you're super concerned about students,
you should
students,
be offended by that.
If a student's having to pay back debt, they're giving away. You want to forgive the loans? I'd rather forgive American students' loans than give it to some illegal guy running over here.
Exactly.
How many homeless veterans are out there who have mental issues, PTSD?
That's who I'd rather give them
why
money.
Are they not getting the money?
That's who needs it.
Like, you need to pay attention to the people who allow you to say crazy stuff. We've had this conversation about veterans before. The ones who sacrifice everything so you can decide if you want to be a communist or not. They're getting nothing while you're letting anybody over here. They should get it more than anybody.
Yes.
But that sows division, so they're going to have us arguing about it.
They have to go on TV and beg for it.
It's disgusting.
Your apolitical friends, I would believe they are mostly are going to be Democrats. And you need to be having these conversations with them. You need to be talking to them across the street, at the kitchen table, while you're bowling, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you guys do,
have the
fishing,
conversation. Because you always hear the liberals issue. Say, we just want to have the conversation. They want to bark orders.
Right.
Have the actual conversation. Hey, and give them the lead. You want to have people come over here for $500,000. Tell me why.
Right.
Serve it up to them. Let them talk.
And, and don't turn it into an argument. Just have the conversation. Have the conversation knowing that at the end of the conversation, you're still not going to agree. But by having a conversation, at least by discussing it, now you've prepared it. You set the table for future discussions where something could change in the future. But if all they do is continue to watch The View, CNN, MSNBC, read the New York Times, if that's all they get the information, they'll never know the truth. It's, like, for example, with Kyle Rittenhouse, that he was white and that the people that he killed and shot were white. I guarantee you that these people don't even know that to be the case. Because CNN is not talking about it. They're not talking about race here.
It's funny, too, because a lot of Republicans do watch CNN, they watch Fox mostly. But they watch, look at it and say, it still makes no sense to me. Right. What the hell is this?
Right. Yeah. And listen, I'm one of those that I watch it.
Because I watch everything.
I don't watch anything. I read.
Oh, I watch everything.
But yeah, you do read a lot of it.
The thing is that.
But you're reading with someone else's. Interpretation of that thing is
right, but the reason I read as opposed to watch is because when I read, I can like pull away the sensationalism. I can just get to the heart of the matter, and I can see the spin when I read. Sometimes when there's too much emotion, you can't tell. But what I will tell you is that the reason I listen and read what is being said on the other side of the aisle is because I want to understand why someone like this woman at my church could say Kyle Rittenhouse was guilty.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know that if I stayed in my own lane and all I listen to media, I wouldn't understand why a person can say that. But now
critical thinking in this country is not taught no more.
Right. But now that you're exactly right. But now when I read the other side, now it makes total sense to me. When I hear a person from The View say, get out of here with that. You know
not
what I'm saying?
The View, you watch.
But I'm just making
all
that.
Them
yeah,
shows,
exactly.
Man.
But when I see.
The President of the United States.
The President of the United States, exactly. Listen, not only did he followed Obama's lead when Obama. Put his 2 cents in where he didn't even belong. Right,
prove him wrong every time.
Every time. But anyway, the point I was making to you is that by reading the other side, now I understand why someone can say that. And so I almost got a softer heart to say, okay, I need to go back around and have a conversation
well,
with this
person. Well, so that's the thing. I'm going to read it here because we posted it on our stuff we sent around.
Josh Goldberg in the Sun Sentinel, he's kind of
in the middle?
He's a middle guy, okay. Mostly.
Well, when we had the conversation, we always say on here when you talk to somebody, listen, don't bark orders. And I put something out on Facebook a while back as an ad, this, that, and the other. The last line was, our goal is for listeners to think. Our goal for ourselves is to learn. So keep that in mind. You want the people you're talking to
always learn
because at this point they're a listener and you want them to think. And as you want to learn from what they're saying. You may disagree, but you'll have a better understanding as to why they think this. Like I said, for someone to see the Rittenhouse thing and think, oh no, he did it, white supremacy, you know, this, that, and the other. It was on purpose. They haven't clearly seen the video because there's clear evidence on why he did what he did, where it shouldn't even have gone to a trial. Yeah.
But the people who are telling other people that he came over to cross state line with a gun. That's All legal. The judge broke it all down. Yeah. All legal. They measured a gun and he said that's a legal gun for him.
And in Wisconsin, there's an open carry, so you don't have to conceal. You're allowed to walk around with a gun. All I keep hearing from somebody else going back and forth on Instagram was, well, had he not had the straw buyer gun where he broke the law to get the gun, this wouldn't have happened.
Okay.
And I'm like, hold on a second. Whether he had the gun or not, if these people didn't attack him, this wouldn't have happened.
Right.
You know, and they keep going about with the gun. Whether he got it illegally or not, whatever the straw man, whatever the fact is, he was attacked and he defended himself. If the attack didn't happen, this wouldn't have happened.
And if he got it illegally, then he should be prosecuted for that.
Right. But he didn't get it illegally. He did not get it illegally.
Nothing was illegal.
No. But then somebody was like, well, what about a parent dropping off a 7-year-old kid in the midst of a mob? Like, you're grasping at straws. Like, you're looking for any reason to be mad.
He's there for his father. That's where he works. He's there for his father. Yeah, there.
Like, you never know that his father lives there.
He went there out of blind.
Exactly.
There's a riot going on. Let me go to it.
Exactly. Yeah, and they make it sound like he was just sitting there picking up people in the streets. I know. There were hundreds of people around there.
Morning, Joe.
Forget that guy. God. Dude, I used to watch him.
You used to tell me. Because it was one of your, you want to be well-rounded. Yeah. You're like, Morning Joe is but the number one I can
He used to be advertised as a conservative. I can't even stomach him anymore. He was advertised.
Well, he actually had held office as a conservative, but I can't even stomach
and
him.
His wife, like, the point is, just for even the eye test. It's
disgusting, man.
The eye test where when it comes to Rittenhouse.
Racist to the nth degree.
They're saying he's out there killing people. There was hundreds of people around. He didn't fire at anybody. Except for those who attacked him.
Right. I think he shot four shots, right? Or
something. Yeah, like two. Maybe a couple more than
that. You know?
Yeah, but
listen, but what's interesting about that, because he actually shot, there's actually a black guy involved in this who, honestly, he should have been killed too. Because he served a beatdown on Rittenhouse and he actually shot at him and missed. But, man, there's so many facts that I want to bring up, but there's going to be another episode that I want to talk about this whole thing. But there's one thing I want to say about this is that wisdom. Was it wise for him to go out there? And I think that the problem is for some of these people who think that he's guilty is that they were like, what kind of person would just go to a riot? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, if you're not, now understand, this is assuming that you recognize that this is a riot. Because you got the swath of people who don't even think it was a riot. This is a protest.
This is the third night, I think.
I understand. But I'm saying, but you have the people in the media. Remember the lady who was, she had like her respirator down at her neck and she had like protective gear and she was like, looking and you see things burning behind her, and she's like, it's a peaceful protest.
That's a man I've seen in too.
Okay, so
mostly the whole place is burning.
So the point I'm making to you is that, okay, those people, let's not talk about them. Let's talk about the other people who recognizes as a riot and who says, how can you go to a war zone? And they don't understand that. And because they don't understand the mindset that it would take to go to a war zone, they're saying he's complicit. He's responsible.
But what about the people who are making it a war zone?
No, they're blaming him.
Those people who are saying, why would he go there? Why is it a war zone to begin with? Why were people there causing the problem?
Okay, so the people who think that I don't understand, I can't process in my mind why you would go to that place, right?
Well, he was protecting a family business.
I got that. But I'm saying, for those people who think that, like, why would you go to that place? My response is the response that Billy had. Regardless of why he went, the reality of it is, the only time he used his weapon, which he was legally allowed to carry, was when he was attacked.
Yeah.
And so I'm just asking, just if you're going to be real, intellectually honest, imagine walking down the street, okay? You, listener, Joe Blow listener who's listening to this, you're walking down the street and you see a bunch of thug-looking guys at the end of the block, the direction that you're heading in. Most people would say, it's not wise. You probably should cross the street. But you say, no, I'm not. I'm going to keep walking straight. And you walk into these hooligans and they start pushing you around. You, Joe Blow, who's listening to me right now, they start pushing you around and you have a weapon. And at some point in you getting pushed around, you think that, man, I might get hurt. I might not make it home.
You're not going to wait until you get down to the ground.
Are you going to pull the trigger? Mm-hmm. Are you going to pull out your gun? Because if the answer is yes, that you would pull out your gun, even though it might have been unwise for you to keep walking down the street when you saw a bunch of thugs at the end of the street, you knew it was unwise, but you did it anyway. But now that you're there and you're about to get the crap kicked out of you and you are strapped, are you going to use your weapon? Because I contend that if you would use your weapon, that's exactly what happened with Kyle. Exactly what happened with him, where it may have been unwise for a 17-year-old who's never been around thugs in his life to go to a place like that. But regardless, he was there. And once he was there, he had a right to be safe. And if these guys challenged that, threatened that in any way, he had a right to defend himself.
Yep.
Because you would have defended yourself as
well. I also think, though, he probably thought more like him were coming too.
Yeah.
The cops were doing nothing, eh?
Yeah.
That's what it used to be.
Right.
You go back 100 years, you protected your homestead, whatever you...
And it should have gone back, go back 5 years, the cops were supposed to protect you also. Right, now they just stand by and let it happen.
They're being told, back up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. It's not the cops'
fault. So what's gonna, we talked about this the other day. What's going to happen is the cops lay back, the criminals are going to get more criminal. Well, guess what? The people are going to protect, they're going to go to protect. And you better hold them both accountable or neither of them accountable.
All these people, like, was it a mayor of one place in Oregon or Seattle up there? They mob went to her house.
Yes, that was Oregon.
It was Oregon. It was Oregon. Portland. Yeah, she went nuts.
You know, but all these people, they have got defend the cops, but now they have private cops around them.
Right.
See?
Right.
Biden's wall, like the wall. Taxpayers are paying for a wall around his beachfront home. Why are we paying for it?
Yeah.
This country builds walls all over the world for country to keep people out.
And we can't do it for ourselves.
Kamala Harris went to France just this past week ago to discuss the influx of immigrants over there going into France.
Right.
So what the hell is going on?
Hypocrisy.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Be thankful.
Enjoy your family.
You live in America.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The rest of the world is a tough place to be.
Peace.